I'm Christopher Purdy. My guest is Dr. Linda Stone, who is the founder of Humanism in Medicine at the Ohio State University campus, affiliated with its medical school. But from what I'm looking at, it seems to have community-wide, statewide, and in fact, worldwide reach. And I'm delighted to welcome Dr. Linda Stone. Welcome.
Thank you.
What was your affiliation with the Ohio State University?
During the time that we founded this, I was actually a retired family physician. I'd been working at the university at the medical center. But then when I retired, Dr. Shoba, the dean at the time, asked me to return and look at ways that we could do more things with creating a more humanistic environment for our students, those that care for our patients, those that teach, and those that do research.
When you say a more humanistic environment, you mean a little bit more than be nice to them.
That's correct. I think we sometimes forget that those who are caring for us, maybe we're a patient, maybe we're being educated by a medical educator, maybe it's a researcher that's going to help us in the future. I think that sometimes we forget the stresses that are inherent to that kind of a job.
What I'm looking at are programs where, first of all, you have guested in all kinds of performing arts entities in the community, from Opera Columbus to the Columbus Children's Theater. You have a poetry program. You have an arts fair. This has been going on for a number of years, where you're inviting in people from the community, not necessarily affiliated with the medical center, to come to the medical center for people who are also not necessarily affiliated with the medical center. How am I doing?
You're absolutely right. What was so magical about this in the beginning was when Dr. Shoba and I were talking about the Humanism of Medicine Initiative, we felt that the arts should be our focus, because what do the arts do? They help us heal. They help us move in our lives beyond the stresses. And so medicine and the arts, which is the signature program for Humanism of Medicine, we started that, and we did it by going out and visiting with some of the arts organizations here in Columbus. We were amazed at how welcoming and warm those organizations were. I mean, from the Columbus Museum of Art, Thurber House, Opera Columbus, Ballet Met, Columbus Children's Theater, they all just welcomed us and said, what can we do? So we said, we're going to create a two-way street. We'd like you to come in and perform so that our medical center family can get to know you. And then we want to promote what you're doing out in your various venues. So that two-way street continues today.
People like to be asked.
They do. They do.
So you bring people in for the benefit of the staff of the medical center, which will include caregivers and anybody else who work there, and patients as well. And I know that streaming and literally bringing the arts into a patient's room, particularly if that patient is not mobile at the time, is very important to you.
Our first focus was the students, residents, faculty, and staff that serve the patients. And so we invite them, but then we began to open it up and say, patients and families are welcome, but you know, when you're in the hospital today, you're pretty sick. It's pretty hard to come to an event. So we're working now with the James to live stream some of our events into patient rooms. We've done that with Opera Columbus. We're hoping to do that with more of our arts partners.
But the initial thrust was to really offer a kind of care to the medical center staff.
Correct.
Which is quite large. I wouldn't guess the number, but I'm sure it's in the thousands of people who are maybe ground down every day, often caring for very sick people. Mm-hmm. There might even be some PTSD among staff members. I wouldn't be surprised.
That is correct. When we look at all of our staff, we look at rates of depression and anxiety. And among the medical professionals, we know that over 40% of medical professionals do suffer from some sort of burnout. So what we've tried to do is say, what are the things that are going to help prevent that? Well, the arts is a perfect idea, but it's also us getting together and supporting each other and checking on each other. And we may be sitting next to each other as Opera Columbus performs, but we are also friends by the time the performance is over. And also, it's students, residents, faculty, and staff that get to know each other in a different way, and the arts do that for us.
I know you're a family physician. You are an MD of many years' experience. You were an academic as well. You were one of the deans of the medical school. What was your journey to the arts in terms of being a physician and everything else?
My undergraduate work was in theater. And so,
did that make you weird among your?
Yeah, a little weird, right? So I felt that that communication background was perfect when I finally decided that I was going to go to medical school. And what it served me as, and we see this with our medical students today, is you come in with a different sense of the human being that you're serving, and so you tend to ask about things. Oh, you play the trumpet, you sing. Because you're so involved in the arts, you're looking for arts connection with your patients. And then the colleagues. We have a program called Courage to Teach for faculty. It's recognizing humanistic teaching. So one question we ask is, what is your connection to the arts? And almost 100% of the humanistic physicians that we interview have this relationship with the arts.
Now, I know there are on campus performing arts organizations, not downtown. They're made up of members of your community. There is an orchestra. There is a chorus. There are poetry programs. Talk about those a little bit. Talk about the orchestra and the chorus.
What was so cool as we began the student section of humanism and medicine was they wanted to do things like random acts of kindness, which made a lot of sense, but they gravitated immediately toward the arts. So there was a little group of three or four interested in instrumental music. Already existed was a choir called Ultrasound, and they're a wonderful group as well, but the little music group grew into the College of Medicine Orchestra, which grew into the Professional School Orchestra. So members from all seven of the health sciences are invited to be a part of the Professional School Orchestra. And we actually have law and engineering as well. They do a concert twice a year that's open to the public. And so that's on our website that you can just see what's coming up. So we have the orchestra. We have a choir, Ultrasound. We have a dance and medicine group as well. They do classes and sometimes performances. We have a writers group that produces the Ether Arts magazine, which is our literary magazine each year. And we have a visual arts group. They put on an art show each year, a photography group with that. And we have a theater, film, improv group as well.
And you treat patients.
And we treat patients. But this is so the medical students can keep who they are alive, that human being that came to medical school. How do we keep them caring, compassionate, and alive so when they serve their patients, they have that sense of themselves that they haven't lost in the difficult journey that is medical school?